It's time for Rhema for Today.
Well, I ministered to people with an anointing, but the time I got to her, it didn't have any anointing. I'm not going to lie to people. You can't stay anointed. You know what I mean? The anointing in manifestation all the time. If the anointing to preach was in manifestation all the time, you preachers just start preaching, preach till you die, never shut up. But when the anointing lifts, you ought to hush. We don't always. I said we don't always. You might as well plead guilty too, preachers. But we should.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Taking Your Place.
See, God not only can heal folks, but He's in the miracle-working business. See, you have to understand that healing is a renewal of the body from a disease condition. But for God to put those, and I've had that to happen a number of times, for God to put those organs back in there, I mean, that's a miracle. Now, you see, there's more to this story. You know, I had my niece to stand up the other night. Stand up again, Joy, because new people are here. You've heard me tell this. See, this is my niece, one of my nieces. We call her Joy. Her name actually is Joyce. But she was, when she was 16 years old, she had her first operation. By the time she's 21 years old, she's had 5 operations. Then she had married, and her husband was in the Air Force in San Antonio and Randolph Field. And she faced further. Well, she'd had one operation there. And so they told him, the doctors hadn't told him before, but said the first operation when she was 16 was for cancer. And their female of them, they'd taken out some of them, wanted to leave what they could because maybe, you know, she could be a mother sometime. But every time they'd take out a little bit more, and every time a little bit more. And said every operation was for cancer. And now then this cancer spread from her female organs up through her lower stomach and into her stomach. And said, we're going to send her to Walter Reed Hospital. She's in the Air Force. Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C., and give her the gold ray treatment. You remember Mr. Dulles was Secretary of State. He got the gold ray treatment there and died, you remember. Didn't work. And they said, if this works, which we hope it does, that is, stops it from spreading and won't cure it, but stops it, she might live another 2 years. Possible she could live. That's about the best. Boy, that's not much for a 21 or 22 year old, is it? You might live 2 more years. Well, her home church is a praying, and the church they went to there in San Antonio, Full Gospel Church, were praying, and we were praying. And so we, 1958, you see. And over Thanksgiving time, we were up in that part of the country and preached at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, First Four Square Church, Brother Myers. You remember him. And so then we said, we'll go over there and see her. Well, after she got this treatment, they wouldn't let anybody in for several days because it's a radiation, you see. But we'll wait, and, you know, we're on our way to North Carolina anyway, and we'll stop by and see her. But I'm preaching one night there in the First Four Square Church in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in November of 1958. And I'm preaching right in the middle of my sermon, right in the middle of my sermon. It's just like somebody tapped me on the back. Turn around, ain't nobody back there. So I stopped. And I saw it just as plainly, how to deal with that situation. See, we try to do it in the flesh. But I saw it in the spirit. And I commanded her to be well. And the rest of them, they didn't know what I'd done. I just said to the congregation, stop, I've got to do something here. And I did it. And so they didn't send her to Walter Reed Hospital. Every day, they kept her. See, within 10 days, we're going to send you. 10 days passed, they didn't send her. And they kept running tests. They kept running tests. They kept running tests. And after another 10 days, they called her in. And they said to her, you know, she thought, well, this is it. The devil told her mind, you're not going to be healed. They spread too far. They're going to tell you nothing to be done. You're just going to die right away. But about 5 doctors and one of them, the spokesman, he said, sit down now. We got something to tell you. So she sat down and thought, boy, this is going to be bad. But he said, no, this is good. He said, it's all disappeared. We can't find a trace of it. We can't find a trace of it. We wouldn't believe you ever had it if we didn't have all the. We've got the records there from Dallas and Garland where she had her first one. We got all those records here of every operation. Besides that, they said, you see, these operations, they'd taken out female organs and said, we'd said you couldn't have any children, but now you can. Isn't that right, Joy? Now you can. And if y'all don't want to get pregnant and have children, well, you better use some kind of birth control here. And you know they had a baby. Glory to God. I tell you, Jesus not only can heal people, he can put organs back in there. Bless God, it's been taken out. The Bible said concerning healing that Jesus, it talks about him healing the maimed. Do you ever notice that? That means something was cut off or cut out, doesn't it? Glory to God. Well, we should expect that to happen today. Through the church. It's the head of the church. It's the head of the church. It's Jesus doing it. Jesus said, right there in that 14th chapter of John, Jesus prior to that said, my Father in me, he doeth the works. He never did say, I'm doing the works. See, people right here in the meeting, I was telling you about another thing happened down there in Broken Bow in the meeting there, way back there. First, this happened way back in 1950, and then I was there again in 52, where this woman with the tumor. But here's another woman, this cripple, never walked a step, hadn't walked a step in 4 years. Doctor said she'll never walk again. Well, I ministered to people with an anointing, but by the time I got to her, didn't have any anointing. I'm not going to lie to people. You can't stay anointed. You know what I mean? The anointing in manifestation all the time. If the anointing to preach was in manifestation all the time, you preachers just start preaching, preach till you die, never shut up. But when the anointing lifts, you ought to hush. We don't always. I said, we don't always. You might as well plead guilty too, preachers. But we should. Well, the same way with the healing anointing. And I just simply said to you, I'll tell you the truth about the matter. I can't minister to you with anointing. But if you can't come back, well, if you'll come, I'll lay hands on you in faith. Now, anybody can do that. Any Christian by and in faith can lay hands on people. And so they carried this woman in. Assembly of God pastor, I knew them down in Texas, and his wife had told me all about it. Never walk again. 4 years tied to a chair. Make a long story short, I just sat down beside her and read the Bible to her. Never felt a thing. Never had any anointing. Any Christian can do the same thing. Read 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes ye were healed, and ask her, is were present tense, past tense, or future tense? Well, I said, it's past tense. Then she said, well, if we were healed, I was. I said, that's what I want you to believe. See, most people believe I'm going to get healed. That's not believing the Bible. Did you hear me? By whose stripes ye were. Ye were. Ye were. Ye were healed. Hallelujah. Not you're going to be, ye were. Well, she said, if we were, I was. I said, that's what I want you to believe. Let's praise God because you're healed. She's still sitting there crippled. Less than 10 minutes, bless God, she's jumping all over the front of the church. Perfectly healed. And folks went off and told a lie on me. They said, Jesus, that fella Hagin healed a crippled woman over there last night. Never did any such of a thing. Jesus healed her nearly 2,000 years ago. She found out about it last night. See, that's one way that people will be healed. They're not always healed by manifestations of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about that manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Now, thank God for manifestations of the Holy Ghost. 31 years ago, this week, I was preaching in Bellflower, California, in Bellflower Tabernacle, where Brother Andrews was pastor. And we were coming to the end of our meeting, and Brother Andrews said, Brother Hagin, he's preaching. Pastor usually preaches in a larger church on Sunday morning. They should. And he said, if you wanted to go somewhere, and preach, because that's the way preachers get other openings. People on the field in field ministry. Well, he said, go and be free, and then, come back. We'll close out that night. Well, a fourth grade pastor over at Fullerton had talked to me, and I said, I'll call him, go over there and preach for him Sunday morning. He'd want me to come sometime. But I called, and I called the church study or office, and somebody answered the associate pastor, and the pastor was away on vacation. And I said, well, I'll just tell him I called and let it go. And I thought, well, I'll just stay here. So Friday night, gotten off to bed. Saturday, we don't have any services. And I was awakened about 1:30 in the morning. Now, let me tell you something else. Let you preachers in on something. If you want to have the miraculous in your life, you got to live in the miraculous and pray in the miraculous. So I was awakened at 1:30 in the morning, And I knew the Lord woke me up, because I sleep like a baby. Always have. He gives his beloved sleep. And I knew the Lord awake, just like somebody shook you, somebody you know. And I said, Lord, what is it? You know, I don't know what it is, but something here, so I'll just pray in the spirit. I don't know what to pray at all, so I started praying in tongues. Just real quietly. Some people think you got to be loud or God won't hear you. And so, never awakened my wife. She's asleep in the bed right by my side. And I prayed from 1:30 till almost 4 o'clock in the morning in other tongues. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, then the Lord began to speak to me. First of all, you see, Pat was at home expecting. Yesterday was Candy's birthday, their oldest child. And she's she's 31 years old. And so she was expecting her. And so the Lord said to me, about time for the baby divide, we didn't know any problems or anything. The Lord said to me, just as plain as you're talking to me, the baby will be born and the baby will be all right. Everything's going to be fine. And then, while I'm praying there, now incidentally, let me take another little side journey. You don't mind me taking a little side journey, do you? What am I saying? I'm saying the church ought to have the same miraculous working that worked in the life of Jesus. He's the head. He's the head. Ken went into the service. He was in the army. He was in the intelligence communication, and he was stationed in Taiwan. I was holding a meeting over here in the First Assembly of God Church in Cushing, Oklahoma. We had a little trailer, and we're parked out there behind the church, you see, a little 26-foot travel trailer, 1964. And in the nighttime, I was awakened. I mean, just sat straight up in bed like somebody punched you in the ribs. Sat straight up the bed. I said, something wrong somewhere. What is it, Lord? I don't know what it is, but you know. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. You help me. And I began to pray another tongue, never disturb my wife. And then you'll hear Ken tell the story how he was riding a motorcycle. And he's up the mountain, and the thing went off the mountain. I mean, way down there, but some hand picked it up and put the thing back up on the road. Glory to God. You know, it doesn't cost you to serve God. It pays you to.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, let's look at what our offer is for this month.
Okay.
A CD by our daughter Denise Hagin Burns, Deep Roots in God. There is a CD by our son Craig Hagin, Just Believe.
Right.
A CD by me, The Lord, Our Peace. Yes. And finally, your book, which everybody needs, How to Live Worry-Free.
Yes.
You know, so many people, they're worrying all the time, and we don't have to worry. We just cast our cares upon the Lord.
So many times when you say that, people think, well, you're not concerned about anything. Yes, concern is one thing.
Yes.
Worry is another.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
So that's for a gift of
$25 or more. Go to your device right now to rhema.org, and once you order it and push that send button, it goes right to where it needs to go, and they will box it up and send it to you.
Yes, that's right.
Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.